Good afternoon and welcome. I'm Ellen O'Brien, and you're listening to Storage Radio. It's a weekly podcast where we wrap up the top headlines from across the Storage Media Group, and each week I talk with Dave Raffo, our senior news editor based in Washington, D.C. Hi, Dave.
Hello, Ellen.
Thanks for being here.
Great to join you again.
I'm glad to hear your voice. We're going to jump right in and talk about EMC Atmos Storage Cloud. That was in the headlines this week on searchcloudstorage.com. And it's great timing because this week I want to talk to you about all the cloud storage trends we saw pop up in 2012. First of all, what did EMC do?
What they did was they upgraded their Atmos, which is their object-based storage that they sell primarily to cloud providers to build usually public cloud, public storage clouds, which compete with Amazon, as you mentioned, and Google and Microsoft and guys like that. But Amazon is the main competitor out there. So what EMC did was they have denser hardware, you know, using 3 terabyte drives, and you know, they pack more drives into a shelf, which, you know, people are doing. It's really no big deal, but I think it scales up to almost a petabyte and a half in one system. But they also added native API support for the native Amazon S3 API, which means that it makes it easier for Atmos customers to move their customers' data from the Amazon cloud into an Atmos cloud.
So they're taking a direct shot at Amazon here.
Yeah.
And their customers, it sounds like, will have to do some rewriting of code, but they still have to rewrite some code, but you don't have to rewrite the whole application. Is that right?
Yeah, it's not as much rewriting. I mean, you could do it manually before. This kind of automates the process, so makes it easier to move that data. So if a customer wants to switch, because that's one of the big things about you know, storage clouds is, and all clouds, once you have your data up there, it's hard to get it off that cloud, you know, back in-house or into another cloud.
Okay, well, do you anticipate other storage vendors doing something like that?
Probably. I think of any. I mean, you know, I would think Amazon will want to also do this so they can move data off other people's clouds and, you know, all the cloud providers eventually. I mean, if there were standards, this wouldn't be necessary, but since there's no real standard. So the Amazon S3 API is the closest. It's kind of a de facto industry standard. So I think that's the one that people will go after first.
All right, we'll keep an eye on that. It'll be interesting to see who follows suit. In the meantime, I want to talk to you about online file sharing. The headline is Online File Sharing Goes Viral, Maybe Even Rogue. Are you talking about rogue users there, Dave?
Talking about users, you know, using their network, their company's network for file sharing without the IT management. So they just bring in their own, you know, their phones and tablets and whatever other devices and do file sharing using network assets. So, you know, a lot of companies are not too happy about that. Some have banned online file sharing. But, you know, I think that's just an offshoot of it becoming so so mainstream, you know, that's an offshoot of it going viral.
Right. It's an interesting space because the idea is to help employees access files from any mobile devices they have. And at the same time, the fact that they're doing that has created a big problem.
Right. You want to do it in a way that the company can manage and, you know, organize things and make sure that, you know, keep it secure so viruses aren't being introduced.
It's also become a crowded space. I read in Sonia's story that the vendor list includes Box Inc., Citrix Systems, Dropbox, Nomadic, SugarSync, you send it, it's kind of you name it. There's a lot of them out there. What do you think this will look like for us in 2013?
Well, there's 40 companies that just do file sharing. And then a lot of the other vendors are adding, whether it's Cloud Gateway guys or the mainstream storage vendors are adding their own. EMC bought Syncplicity during the year. So I think, you know, I think during this year we will see probably some more acquisitions and we'll probably start seeing companies going away because, you know, I don't think 40 of these companies are all going to be able to be profitable.
Right. Okay, cloud storage gateways. I talked to Arun Taneja earlier this week in a podcast about gateways, and he talked about how that market could also consolidate and see some people go away and some survivors get acquired, et cetera. Microsoft turned up the volume on cloud storage gateways this year, or this just recently, this quarter, when it revealed plans to acquire StorSimple. So what did that mean for the gateway market and for Microsoft?
Well, that'll be something definitely worth watching next year. You know, Microsoft hasn't closed. They should, you know, they said they would close the deal. They expected to close by the end of the year, which gives us about 2 weeks. So they haven't really revealed too much of their plans, but you know, it'll be worth watching to see if they just use StorSimple as you know, a gateway to their own Azure cloud, or they will continue selling StorSimple as is. And StorSimple was used by a lot of customers who were using it to move the Store SharePoint and Exchange and SQL on the cloud. So people were using it for Microsoft apps. So the other thing to watch is, you know, what will the other cloud providers do? Amazon this year did come out with their own watered-down gateway, kind of a light gateway. They support most of the other gateways on the market, but do they want to go out and buy their own? And will Google? And so bears watching. You know, Microsoft took the first shot, and now we'll see, you know, what ripples that creates.
Okay, the next one I want to talk to you about is HP and Dell. I think this one was the most interesting to me because I work mostly on search storage, and it was interesting to see Dell kind of step into its own cloud storage strategy. A lot of questions about it. Some people said it was murky. Talk to me about their relationship with Nervonix and where you see the Dell and then HP headed.
Well, Dell, even after they announced the deal with Nervonix, they were kind of quiet about what they're going to do exactly with storage. It seems to me, the Nervonix thing is a placeholder, whether it's something that customers can use now, but I think there'll be more coming from them on that. HP was a little more specific. They did come out with their cloud object storage and the cloud content delivery, so they do have a couple of services up and running now. You know, both those guys are suddenly find themselves competing and behind in the game to the Amazon and Googles and guys like that out there. So, you know, for infrastructure vendors, the established guys like HP, Dell, and IBM, it will be important for them to have a good, effective cloud strategy.
Okay, last but not least, I want to talk about object storage. For more information on any of these trends, by the way, you can check out the story we have on searchcloudstorage.com this week. The object storage category here was so interesting to us, Dave, because object storage isn't new, but it's being talked about so much lately in relationship to cloud storage. You've been around a long time in the storage industry. It's sort of reached critical mass, or has it?
Maybe the talk has reached critical mass. Certainly not adoption. I mean, it's one of these technologies out there, but everybody keeps saying it's great. It's, you know, you can scale really high, better than file storage, but nobody's really using it. You know, one of the reasons is it's such a high-scale product that, you know, it seems like, you know, people look at it like something they only want to use for very large implementations and not for their everyday storage. So it is catching on a little more in the cloud, and as the cloud storage catches on, you know, that will drag object with it, but you know, people in the industry are still waiting for some heavy adoption of object storage.
Well, we'll keep an eye on it. And also, before I let you go, you mentioned early in the podcast that standards were an issue. We've run a couple of stories on cloud storage about cloud storage standards, some expectations put forth by SNIA, et cetera. What do you see coming down the pike in 2013? Will there be cloud storage standards that are industry-wide, that are accepted, adopted, known?
Probably not. I mean, standards usually develop slowly in storage, and, you know, it's been away in the cloud. SNIA usually takes the lead, and, you know, SNIA takes a while to really establish a standard, and then all the vendors have to write their products to that standard. So it'll be a while. And like I said earlier, the you know, the Amazon API is kind of emerging because that's what's been used the most. So I think you'll see people support that first, and then maybe that will turn into an industry standard eventually.
All right. Thanks so much. Dave, thanks so much to the whole news team for keeping an eye on cloud storage trends for us. We'll continue to keep reading.
Okay, I'll talk to you next week.
Bye-bye. For more information on any cloud storage news or related topics, please check out searchcloudstorage.com, and you can listen to this podcast each week on searchstorage.com.